Blog Talk Radio.
Him in spirit and truth. The Bible says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. So welcome to Kingdom Focus with Deborah Jackson Live. Today you'll experience like never before a Sunday of worship, a Sunday of prayer, a Sunday of praise, and a Sunday of song. Songs that come from the throne room. Believe it or not, my beloved, the first song of God's people was recorded in the scriptures in Exodus 15 and was sung by Israel after the Lord had defeated the army of Egypt. After describing the events in verses 1 to 12, the Jews sang, "Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. This emphasis in verse 13, that the people of Israel extol the omnipotence of God. You and your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. The mighty warrior is now the gentle shepherd, journeying with his people and guiding them to their promised inheritance. Who is like the Lord? Well, the psalmist says he's an awesome God. Who do you know? Or what God?
Well, somebody praise him.
Never be so. You know, this is like well, for Samuel states there is no holy like the Lord. There's no one holy the Lord. Anna said, as she prayed, exalt in the Lord. My horn exalted in the Lord. My mouth speaks boldly against my enemy. Because I rejoice in your salvation. There is no one holy like the Lord. Indeed, there is no one beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. Boast no more so very proudly. Do not let arrogance come out your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and with his actions are ways. There is no one holy like the Lord. There is, not even the rock. There is no one holy like the Lord. So as we call on the name of Jesus.
And this is how we used to praise him in the Church of God in Christ. These are songs that I learned in the Church of God in Christ. I love Jesus. He's my Savior. When the storms are raging, he's my shelter. Where he leads me, I will follow. Because I love Jesus. He loves me. Everybody say it now.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
He's my Savior.
When the storms are raging,
when the storms are raging,
he's my shelter.
He's my shelter.
Wherever he leads me, I will follow.
nobody who is like the Lord. Nobody who is like the Lord. And the lyricist says, if our God is for us, who can be against us? He will keep his promise. There's nobody like him. What can separate us from the love of Jesus? He will keep his promise. There's nobody like him. Nobody like him. There's nobody like him. Today, my beloved, if you're seeking for peace, if you're seeking for joy, if you're seeking for healing, Bible says, bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Don't have a church home, a place of worship. Well, I suggest that you visit Grace and Mercy and Meadow. You can visit the York area. You can visit Believer's Tabernacle of Faith with Apostle Jones and Prophetess Jones, minister of the Word of God. Let me just go back to Grace and Mercy, Pastor Abdullah and Reverend Elder Al Abdullah are truly men and women of God that delivers the word and know how to worship God. So, to name a few, those are two. And then you want to check out Fountain Gate Church and Ministry, right there on Daniel Street. This is Roberta Thomas. We're going to go through those. And no good. Romans 12, 1 and 2. But we need to give our bodies that we're living sacrifice. That is. Yeah, there we go. So as we close this program, I encourage you to connect with a church that is going to minister healing to your soul. We're here on Kingdom Focus at Deborah Jackson Live to minister music with a message to soothe the mind and heal the soul for only one purpose. All about the kingdom of God. Thank you. Prepare to get on.
Well, it's about that time. Tonight, somebody say tonight.
Tonight,
we have gathered together here in the temple, here at Valley Kingdom Ministries International, Valley West. We've come tonight to worship. Tonight to worship, not to record. We're just going to have the equipment here to record the worship. But I believe there's going to be a very special experience. Do anybody believe that tonight? There's going to be a moving of Holy Spirit even in this place. Tonight, our desire in the temple is to bring you into the outer court with praise. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. And then from there, we're going to move into the inner court. And then our final destination, if Holy Spirit says the same, is we want to enter into that private place, the Holy of Holies. That's what we're here tonight. That's the reason why we've come together tonight. We've come together to worship and give glory and praises unto his name. Because we have learned something and continue, we are learning something. That there's power in being in the presence of the Holy Spirit. How many of you know that there's peace in being in his presence? How many know that there's joy in being in his presence? How many know that there's power and deliverance about being in his presence? But I want to tell you something else about Valley Kingdom Ministries International. Not only have we learned more about worship, we understand clearly that there is a mandate on this ministry and to take it from the neighborhood to the nation. Why? Because we understand that it's all about the kingdom. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about any of us, but it's all about the kingdom. It's all about lifting up the name of Jesus. It's all about getting souls saved and getting backsliders to be reclaimed.
Hi, Renee. Just letting you know I did get your email. I shall see you. I'll see you in a little bit. All right, bye-bye.
Peace.